This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I think the best tweet I saw said, your brackets are like your kids. Nobody cares about them. Like we do, of course, of course. Nobody wants to hear about them. Hey, Chuck, how's your bracket? Nobody cares.
That's true. On that note, I'd like to discuss my bracket for about 12 seconds here.
Sure.
Because my wife and I have our competition. I beat her last year.
She never paid.
I beat her last year in the bracket challenge. And after day one, she is beating me 11-9. She went 11-5. I went 9-7 on day one.
I'm all things Team Jess.
That's
so
fair.
If she wins this year, then it cancels out the bet. That
kind of
stinks.
I think we'll still go.
Because
she won't win.
Ooh.
She won't win.
Tough talk.
That's right.
Hollywood Casino Press Box. And if you're looking to watch the tournament, why not head out to Hollywood Casino? Micah Skillington is with us, the director of marketing. Micah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I just fighting a little cold, but you know what? It doesn't stop the tournament watching. And if you're looking for a place to go, how many different places at Hollywood Casino could I just sit down and watch some basketball?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the best place to watch it is 99 Hops House. You know, it's got the best menu and, you know, 99 hops, just like it sounds. It's got 99 different types of beer for you to choose from, if that's your liking. and we got TVs all over the place. It's a great place to come in and, you know, have some food, have some beverages, and enjoy the game. Don't ask me about my bracket because I am not a basketball person, so I can't. I have no way in. I have no skin in the battle.
No, that's fine. People enjoy that better. They don't want to hear about it. That's what I'm trying to tell Charlie. People don't care. You can't walk around the office. Well, I called that one. I called. Nobody cares.
I disagree, though, because it's good for water cooler talk. Maybe you have that person at work, that coworker.
Do we have a water cooler?
We kind of have the coffee.
We have like a water machine or
something. That's where people that aren't great friends at work, you can all kind of bond and you have that awkward time where you don't know what to say. Just, hey, how's your bracket? It's good small talk.
I'm the one that has the awkward time because they say that, bring that up, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and get this water out of the cooler because I have nothing else to add to the comment. But it is a great place. You know, Hops House is a great place to come and watch the games and have a good time with friends. And, you know, and if you'd like to, there's we also happen to have a casino if you're looking for something else to do, and we have boogie nights. We have all kinds of things to do after the games are over.
Oh, I always feel like the casinos are open all night, but I'm sure there's some hours. So how late, for example, Slough plays at 9 o'clock tonight. How late is 99 Hops House open?
We'll be open late. As long as you want to hang out, we'll watch the games with you. And then we're open later on the weekends. Fridays and Saturdays, we're open until 1 a.m. So definitely, you know, we're definitely catering to those late night games.
And then when you win, you cash in on a couple of games that maybe you thought were going to go your way. You win some money, you go to the blackjack table, then you can have a big old steak dinner too, all in one spot.
It's so convenient. We like to help you out.
We got this plan and you can spend the night out there, watch the Billikens and hang out past midnight, and you can stay right there at Hollywood Casino.
Exactly. Then there's places to go for breakfast. See, we've got you covered.
Spend the entire weekend. Micah, thanks for hopping on with us.
Take care. Have a great night, guys.
All right. Micah Skillington, Director of Marketing at Hollywood Casino. As Hoff, have you gone through the 99 hops and looked at, because you hate everything, but I wonder, you could.
Oh, my God.
Is that overstating it?
I hate everything.
Is that overstating it?
He doesn't hate everything. I just think the wet blanket moniker is apt. I don't think he hates everything.
I maybe I'm a bit of a pessimist, but my pessimistic attitude towards Marquette bore accuracy yesterday. I have in the 99 Hops House. It does have a very good beer selection.
99 Hops House, place to watch the game. Well, let's do this. Frank is out. Those wondering, he's down in Mexico for a couple of. It used to be, and my police officer friends would say, "Don't announce on radio or TV." Like, "Hey, I'm going out of town." Like, you never. And Frank, by the way, has 5 German Shepherds. He's got a Great Dane. They're all sitting inside that.
He has
front
a drone
foyer
with a gun that shoots at intruders.
Wow,
you are negative.
A little extreme. But Frank's out of town, and doesn't matter. We're still doing 5 for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank.
Chuck.
Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
5 for Chuck. Brought to you by Greenville. Number one, true or false, the Cardinals will regret the Goldschmidt deal.
This is unequivocally 100% false. How could you regret this deal? Have you heard anybody that doesn't like this deal besides random person on social media that always says, these players make too much money, which they would say about any player. You have your cornerstone franchise bat for the next six seasons. Now, will that contract look great in year six? I don't know, and frankly, I don't care. You needed a cornerstone bat. You got it. This guy exudes Cardinal. I think it was honestly like he's a Cardinal Terminator. Like he was created in a lab to be the perfect St. Louis Cardinal. I truly mean that. How could you not like this deal? If you look at it...
Well, the only critique is that at the end, he'll be older. But I think by then, $26 million will be cheap.
First of all, to get a player like that, you have to give him a year or so you don't want. Every team does this. Do you think that the Angels really wanted to pay Mike Trout till he's 38? Do you think that the Phillies really wanted to pay Bryce Harper till he's 39? Please, oh, whatever. 57 years old. No, but you're getting great years. They're going to get some great years out of Paul Goldschmidt. And look, I understand you look at it as a five-year, $130 million extension. That's an AAV of 26. The way you should look at it, the way we've talked about the Mike Trout deal, because it's a $430 million total contract, this is actually a six-year deal for $144.5 million. That's an AAV, so include this year. That's another prime year you're getting.
Because they're getting him cheap this year,
yes.
So quote, unquote.
It's basically $24 million for six seasons of Paul Goldschmidt. To me, that's a very fair deal.
I think, and we'll get into much more of this between one and two,
oh, the baseball
for 590
show.
Baseball. I think it's fair to say that the next 5 years for Goldschmidt may not be as good as the previous 5 years, but those 5 years will be better than any other person that you have on your roster could give you at first base. And I think more importantly, with you reference the lowish AAV of only $26 million, this should not preclude you from supplementing a Paul Goldschmidt with another major offensive piece moving forward.
Chances they do that.
They should. It should be 100.
Chances they do that are less than 50, I would say.
Yes.
And only in the Cardinals' role can they roll out this huge deal, quote-unquote, largest in franchise history. And 10 years after Holiday signed his deal, it's almost the same amount. Granted, it's the higher AAV, it's for less years, but they gave Holiday $117 million. And now, a decade later, as the salaries have gone up, the money in the game, the money coming in has gone way up, they're still rolling out about the same amount of committed to a player, only in their world. Isn't that crazy how 10 years later it's about the same amount?
They should be proud of that, to be honest with you.
I'm sure.
I think, no, seriously, that they're not giving out some of these contracts, even though they have offered some of those contracts to some guys like a Jason Hayward and a David Price, and obviously Pujols, there was a big offer back in the offseason after 2011. My thing is, you pay for superstars. To get a superstar, you pay that man. The guys you don't necessarily pay the big money for, with all due respect, even though he had a couple homers, the Mike Leakes, the Dexter Fowlers of the world, to me, you don't pay the huge salaries for the B-type players. You pay whatever it takes, or fair market value, for superstars. Paul Goldschmidt is a superstar. He comes in with a career OPS plus, I believe, of 145. We know that's going to come down, right? Because he's in his 30s. But it's still going to come down probably to a player who's 25 or 30% greater than league average. That's still a great player.
I love the line, exudes Cardinal. I think that's a,
don't you think so?
That's something they should patent. That's something Mo should roll out tomorrow.
Big cake. We heard about,
yeah,
cake.
Strick said that this is some big cake.
A lot of cake, and is it the money?
For $130 million, it's a lot of cake, and we're trying to decide if a guy signs for $1 million, is that like a muffin or a bagel?
It's a little donut.
$130 million is cake?
Yeah.
A dinette? Are they called dinettes?
Dinette, yes.
Rocchio bought some,
right,
yesterday.
He did buy some yesterday. At
Frank left a little early. Crushed some wings.
Good wings.
Those were good wings at Schnucks.
I got to tell you, if you're going to sit around and watch a little basketball today, you might just need a little bucket of those wings.
Big bucket, too. You can fit a lot of wings in that bucket.
Big cake, big bucket. Number two, percentage Marcell Ozuna is a Cardinal in 2020.
0.00%.
How about percentage he's a Cardinal at the end of 2019?
Ooh. Trade chip?
I would say 90% there, okay. Just because I think the Cardinals are going to be in it, and I think Marcell Ozuna, maybe he's not fantastic, I think he'll still be productive. Look, last year, even when he wasn't that great, I believe his OPS plus was about 106. So he's still, Hoffman, if we could look that up, please.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 106. So he's still above league average. We just, we expected the guy from the year before, who was a 550 slug.
106.
Yeah, so he wasn't...
down from 145 the year before.
But still, it wasn't like he was bad. He was just more average. I think he'll be better this year.
What if they can upgrade in left field?
At the trade deadline?
Yeah.
That's a different story. I mean, we'll see. I think Marcelo Ozuna is going to have a better year offensively this year than last year. He might not be able to throw the ball still, but I think he's going to be more like 26 homers and maybe slugs 480, 490. I think we're going to see a better Big Bear.
Let's say he's crushing it. Percentage, the Cardinals try to sign him.
Zero. I think they're done with him.
Depends on Tyler O'Neill. I think they want Tyler O'Neill to have a chance to get everyday at-bats in 2020.
I think they're frustrated with him.
I think he was, basically, when you had Pujols and Holiday, at the same time, they're like, all right, we got to keep one of these guys. Who bites first? Holiday signs, done. Pujols, probably a long shot that we'll get that deal done. Now you do that with Goldschmidt. Okay, we got a guy. Sorry, Marcel, we got the guy we need.
I think Marcel was always the third person they wanted. He was always the backup to the backup plan, where Stanton was number one, and maybe even 1A was Christian Yelich. And then when Stanton declined and went to New York, and Yelich was off the market, according to the Marlins, and they said, crap, we got to do something. How about Marcel? And then they went him, and then Yelich becomes an MVP in Milwaukee, and now it's done.
But remember, Marcel Ozuna that year, he was the best left fielder in all of baseball in 2017. And again, I understand that was a career year. You didn't expect that exact production. But we're talking about an all-star silver slugger. Martin, you've always called him a gold glover. Played a bunch of a center field back in the day. He was the best left fielder in all of baseball in 2017. And last year, he was not right.
Gold glover, green sleever. That's what I usually say.
I like it.
All right, number three. You're a former Bradley Brave. You know, played a little college baseball. So I defer to you. Carson and I were in the cages yesterday, getting ready for a little baseball season.
I love it.
Isn't that fun? He's got spring break. And people are like, oh, I took the day off just to watch Marquette lose. I'm like, no, I took the day off. Because my kid's on spring break. We're hanging out. I think we're going to the zoo today.
Oh, good for you.
You know what we did last week? We took Amtrak to Herman. You want to go on a train ride? Well, the only disappointment was a lot of fun. It was only an hour. We wanted to go longer. Next time, we'll just get off at Jeff City and walk the streets. Turn around and come back.
Take a train to Chicago or Kansas City.
I think this summer we're going to do it. Last Friday, the train was packed. And people are going to Kansas City for the weekend. We ain't no Hyperloop. We got Amtrak. But we were in the cages yesterday. And I'm trying to critique his stance.
So you're a righty or a lefty?
He's a righty.
Okay.
I had him take a few lefty swings. Didn't go so well.
Important.
I was trying
question.
To be psycho dad. and I try from the other side.
Important question. Is it a jugs machine that just spits the ball out?
Yes.
Or does it have the rotating arm like the old school ones?
No, it's the...
Those are way better.
It's the wheel that spits it out. You're thinking like at the go-kart place where it goes...
Well, those were better though because you could time it like a pitcher.
Yes.
I think sometimes kids...
I agree with that.
You just, I don't know, if a person's putting the ball in, that's one thing. But if it just kind of spits it out, it can mess with your timing, I feel like.
Occasionally, if I didn't like his stance, I would say, here's a few that I'll hand pitch, and I would just drill him.
I love that.
Just to make sure he got his ass back in the box. But my question is this, because Cousin John and Godson Joe has played a lot of baseball over the years. And apparently, elbow up guy is old news. Like, because I was his stance.
That's what I've heard.
His stance looks terrible, and I'm like, you got to control that bat. And he's like, I know, Dad, I know. And I said, why don't you just get that elbow up a little bit? Because it's the only way. Otherwise, that bat is sagging in their arms. But Cousin John has said, no, elbow up is dead. What do you think when your son Chucky Jr. is 8? Will he be getting the elbow up advice
when he's 8? Like when he's like 2, Chuck's gonna throw a bat in his
left-handed.
Hands. Yeah.
Janie Mae is going to be a left-handed slugger, slap hitter in softball. Cousin John is 100% correct. Elbow up, I feel like that's been a thing that's went away 20 years ago.
That was a thing when I was a kid. Elbow up. They were still teaching you to do that. Maybe shortly after that is when it went away.
But I feel like elbow up was always, with all due respect, it was the dad in the stands that didn't know what he was talking about.
Wow, because, that's a direct shot at Martin, just right now. Direct shot.
No, this is going back decades. Because I feel like that was said by our parents back in the day, and then a coach or a batting instructor would always tell you the opposite. Because if you think about it, you want your hands to be loose. Are your hands more loose and comfortable if you have your elbow stuck up in kind of an unnatural way, or if it's kind of like this and you can flap a little bit? You know what I'm saying? You want your hands to be free and easy and loose. I think some Major League Baseball players are so good. Like Albert Pujols hit with his elbow up, but he's so unbelievable and his bat speed is so quick, he can overcome that. If you're an average kid playing baseball, you have to do things right to try and catch up. Some of the major leaguers, they can do everything wrong mechanically because they're so talented.
We did have a long talk on the way home, and we just said, son, my dream for you is to be a loogie. So we're gonna get out of the cages. We're going to actually convert him from right-handed to left-handed.
Son, you're not allowed to eat lunch because you didn't listen to your dad in the batting cage.
100%.
But hold on a second. That means you should be really against this rule in Major League Baseball of having to pitch to three straight batters because that could make the loogie extinct.
I got to call into the league about it.
Do you have Randy Choate's phone number?
I have called the league. By the way, Chasen Shreve, whose name I've gotten wrong every time I've said it, Chasen Shreve, DFA'd by
the
Cardinals.
That Voit trade is looking better and better every day, isn't it?
Chasen Shreve, who arrived at Busch last summer and looked very disappointed to not be a Yankee anymore. I think those of us who were there that day, I think the cat and I said, hey, I didn't look too excited to be here. DFA'd Matt Wieters, contract purchase. What we knew is he is obviously going to be the backup for Molina this season. All right, number four, Tom Izzo berating a player. You covered Sparty. Is that a regular occurrence?
I have some hot takes on this.
It's wrong.
Now, this is a bigger societal issue. I don't know if we should get into this at 11:55. And somebody on Twitter was commenting after I said, look, I have no problem with this, and I would love for my child to have the chance to play for a coach like Tom Izzo. And again, I got to watch Izzo in practices where he's yelling at his guys and swearing. This dude loves his players. He absolutely loves them. If you want to see the relationship between Tom Izzo and his players, Google his player. I can't remember the first name. His last name was Costello. It was in 16.
Elvis.
And he comes off the court, this big, you know, he's a forward. He picks up little Tom Izzo, who's a little guy, brings him off the ground, twirls him around. He slaps him on the butt. Izzo slaps him on the butt. The guy takes Izzo's head and hair and kind of just like gives him a love tap. He loves these guys. Watch him on senior night. When all those kids go to Sparty in the middle of the court and give it the kiss, and then Tom Izzo gives him the biggest hug ever, and he's crying. Tom Izzo was crying the other day when his player got injured in the Big Ten championship game. Are you not allowed to coach players anymore? Okay, I understand it looked bad.
But that's not
pointed
coaching,
at
though. He lunged at him. How
he
is that
wasn't
coaching?
Fight him. He
doesn't
was
matter.
No, he was mad. He was angry. He was fired up. This is the NCAA tournament. His players love him. Do you know how many of his former players came to his defense? Gary Harris, Kelvin Torbert, guys who have played in the NBA and said, this is Izzo. He loves us. He's like a second father. He coaches us hard. That's how he is. It wasn't violent. It wasn't like there was ever going to be a fight. People that bring up Bobby Knight, no, totally different. I wouldn't want my kid to play for Bobby Knight.
A millionaire coach lunged at an unpaid athlete.
He did
athlete.
Not know. When you and say you... lunge, no. There was no threat of any physical violence. He pointed at him, and sure, was it a bad optic? Absolutely.
Terrible optic. And
by
he's
the way,
wrong.
Aaron Henry, the player, said, I've heard a lot worse at practice.
I mean, come on. What do you think?
Aaron Henry probably made the mistake of saying he doesn't remember Izzo winning his one title. He was only one.
I don't think Izzo has ever been lumped into that category. The Bob Knights, even the Frank Martin in terms of intimidating. Part of it is he's just not a big guy, so I don't think of him as being intimidating.
He's like four apples tall. He's about five
four
foot.
Apples
he's
tall.
About 5 foot seven from the Upper Peninsula. He's a little guy.
Four
nobody,
apples.
Nobody would be scared of Tom Izzo. He's like 5 foot seven.
All right, number five, give me your biggest upset of the day. Tournament time. SLU's a 13 seed.
Oklahoma's beating Ole Miss. That's a 9 beating an 8.
Liberty's a 12 seed. Iona's 16 versus Carolina. UC Irvine, 13 against K-State's 4.
Boy, that's one I kind of have in mind is UC Irvine. Just because I know K-State's not healthy.
You could have SLU and Irvine in that same building. A couple of 13s, even though they're not the same
UC
bracket.
Irvine will get the home court advantage in that game, then. That's not fair.
Not fair.
I have to say, I do like to place an occasional wager.
Whoa.
I usually don't do parlays. I actually took all four number one and two seeds today to cover. Yesterday, it was 3 out of 4. The only team that didn't was Michigan State versus Bradley. I don't think any ones or twos are going down. I can't remember all the threes, so I'm going to go ahead and say I actually do think there's a very good chance that SLU wins. I don't even think it's that big of an upset, though. I understand seed-wise it is. I just don't understand why a team that beat these same guys last year is now a 10.5-point underdog. That does not make sense to me.
Five for Frank slash Chuck, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu. For more information, they're about an hour, less than an hour, from St. Louis. Chuck's been there. I've been there. Great little town as well. Great university.
It really is.
Check them out online. Hoff, the Hollywood
Martin.
Casino Press Box, about to close the books on another award-winning show, minus the slop. Who presented this show?
Dr. Michael Jones. And for all your eye care needs, you should see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers. 1-866-260-EYES. He's a longtime friend of the show and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients in several locations throughout the St. Louis area. And also, when you call in, you better tell him that Frank Cusimano sent you and Maryville University. Visit maryville.edu for more information.
All right, coming up, it's the Coveted Hour. Midday Grind is next here on 590 The Fan.